You are listening to the Better Together podcast, brought to you by the National Association of Free Will Baptists.
Welcome to the Better Together podcast, where we look for ways we can work together to advance the cause of Christ among Free Will Baptists around the world. Today we have with us Dr. Robert Piccirilli. I suspect most of our listening audience knows him. He was the former academic dean of what is now Welch College, then Free Will Baptist Bible College. And we're going to talk to him today about a book that he has written called Discipleship, The Expression of Saving Faith. Dr. Piccirilli, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you for having me. I do appreciate the opportunity to be with you again.
Well, we're glad to have you with us. Now, what led you to write this book on discipleship?
Well, what led me to write it is a growing concern that I've had about the fact that so many people express the idea that they're Christians, when in fact their lives don't seem to give evidence of being Christians. And I find in encountering people, in witnessing, used to in door-to-door canvassing, which we do very little of anymore, that people are very quick to profess to be saved, to profess to be Christians, but they aren't obeying the Lord in their lives at all. So there seems to be a rather basic contradiction there. Leroy Fourlines used to call it cheap, easy believism. And I became increasingly concerned with the fact that it may be that we in the ministry are contributing to that by our easy idea about what it takes to be saved, or what the meaning of believing in Jesus Christ as your Savior amounts to. So I decided to delve into that subject. I went through the New Testament, and place by place, wherever I encountered it in the New Testament, made notes about what Jesus or the apostles in their epistles say is the nature of being a Christian. And that's basically what led me to write the book.
So basically, you're laying out biblically from all these passages, and you're talking about John, you're talking about the book of Hebrews, the epistles from Paul, and you're saying, based on what the Bible says, this is what a Christian is. This is what makes a person a disciple of Jesus Christ.
Yes. The word discipleship in the title is simply meant, on my part, to convey the idea that the word Christian means the very same thing that the word disciple means. To make a disciple is simply to make a Christian. In the Great Commission, Jesus said, make disciples. What he meant is convert them, mm-hmm. bring them to faith in Jesus Christ. That's making a disciple. And so discipleship is the same thing as being a Christian. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to convey the idea that that is, in fact, what saving faith actually means.
So we've talked in the past, and you've said you believe every Free Will Baptist should read this book. And I agree with that. How can they use this book?
Well, I think it could be used in a number of different ways. Any individual could take it and use it as a basis for self-examination, shall we say. But I think another good use of it would be for a pastor to take the book and maybe on Wednesday night Bible study over a series of Wednesday nights, study it together with the church. Get copies for all the people in the Bible study group, and have them read in advance of the Wednesday night session in which you're going to deal with a certain part or a certain chapter or something of that sort, or a certain scripture passage, and study it together. I think that would be a good use for it.
I think that would be, and we used it at our church. I think you know that, where folks read it, and we used it as a Wednesday night Bible study, and Actually, if folks wanted to, there's a PowerPoint of that at nafwb.org on the refresh page. And basically, it's just a way of going through, and this is what the Bible says a Christian is. This is what the Bible says a disciple is. It's just good for us to have that kind of information in our minds, isn't it?
I think so, yes. And to pick up on one of the things you mentioned there about what the Bible says a Christian is or a disciple is. If you go through, say, for instance, the book of Acts written by Luke, the beloved physician, you'll find that Luke uses the term Christian very sparingly, only a couple of times in the book of Acts. He says the disciples were first called Christians at Antioch. And so throughout the book, when Luke is talking about Christians, he calls them disciples for the most part. So that's a part of what's underlying the thesis of this book.
Mm-hmm. And so you mentioned it's good individually for me to go through, read the book, to know these biblical passages, but especially I would say when I'm trying to disciple someone else, I can come back to this and I can say, well, this is what the scripture says, and it helps me really to stay on track, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think so. You know, in the world of Christian publishing out there at large, as well as the way people talk, discipleship is often used in a rather narrow sense to refer to what you do for a person after that person becomes a Christian. That's not the way discipleship is being used in this book. Mm-hmm. In this book, discipleship is the way you bring a person to be a Christian. But at the same time, it's very useful in teaching those who maybe have professed faith for a long time so that they'll see what their commitment to Christ really means.
Mm-hmm. Taking up one's cross and what it really means to believe and all the biblical passages that you exegete in this book.
Yeah, absolutely. This is the kind of thing Jesus himself did.
Mm-hmm.
For example, when the rich young ruler came to Jesus, a passage I deal with in the book,
mm-hmm.
What Jesus said to him was, when he asked, in a sense, what he asked was, how can I be a Christian? The way he put it was, how can I go to heaven when I die?
Mm-hmm.
And even that isn't exactly his words, but that's the whole point that he had in mind. And Jesus didn't say, well, believe in Jesus, be baptized, and you'll be saved, which would have been fine if he had explained what it means to believe in Jesus, of course. So Jesus just went right straight to the point and said, take up your cross
mm-hmm.
and follow me. Deny yourself and affirm me as your Lord. That's not really putting it quite as easily or simply as we often find ourselves putting it.
Mm-hmm. And I think even with a more secular culture, it may be perhaps better to really explain it because they often don't understand what we mean when we say just believe and so forth
right.
as well.
Right. I think the New Testament makes it very clear that this believing that is referred to over and over in the New Testament, such as in the Gospel of John, where the verb believe occurs, 60, 70 times, believing isn't merely the kind of intellectual belief that, say, for instance, I believe what the history books tell me about Julius Caesar
mm-hmm.
or George Washington or some other figure. Well, believing in Jesus isn't merely believing what the Bible says about Jesus Christ in that same way. Believing in Jesus is a commitment.
Mm-hmm.
It is a trust. It's a loving trust. I often use those two words together, a loving trust of one's life into the hands of Jesus for salvation, but also for life.
Mm-hmm.
It would be, I think, a serious mistake to separate the lordship of Jesus from his being Savior. I think to really put faith saving faith, the kind of faith the scriptures are talking about. To put faith in Jesus for one's salvation, I think it would be a mistake to separate that from putting faith in Jesus as one's Lord, mm-hmm. although some people try to do that.
Yeah, but it is not the real thing, is it?
I don't think it's the real thing, no.
So this is why we encourage all of our folks to read this book. It helps them to understand discipleship better, but I think it also helps us to work with others, helping them to follow Christ and become a real disciple of His. And we really thank you, Dr. Pickerle, for taking the time to write this and to share this book with so many people, which I know it has helped in many ways. I know it's been helpful to us.
Well, thank you. I hope it's helpful. I really do.
I think it is.
I appreciate your having me.
You bet. We're glad to have you, and we appreciate all of you who've listened today. We encourage you, if you're listening on Facebook, like this, share it with others. If you're on YouTube, subscribe and share that as well. And remember that everything we do together helps us accomplish more. We truly are better together. Thank you for joining us today.